Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
Reading Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The Gemara starts in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. When starting the Gemara, it says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Shenichnasu Levaker Es Achayla. Three people come to visit a sick person. Ratzu Kaisen, Ratzu Eisendin. The sick person makes a tzavah, and he tells them how he wants his nechassim to be mechalik. If they want, they could be the edim. That's Ratzu Kaisen. They can make a shtar, and then another bezdin will paskin on the chaluka alpi their edus. Or if they want, Eisem Din. If these three people, they could be the dayanim, and they could be the dayanim, and memela, they could make the din, they could paskin the chaluka. Like the Rishbam says, they're the paiskim, they're the dayanim, they're the bezdin already. Shbam is mashmi, that's a nina bezdin. Taisus holds that the chiddush is that they can't say they want to go to another bezdin. Balkapanim, they're the bezdin here. In any dispute, they're the bezdin. But shnayim, two people are not enough for a bezdin. So kaisin, they could be edim. There needs to be another bezdin. They nice and din. They don't become. They don't. They're not. Not dayanim. V'om rav chista, lashanu el biyayim. Avu b'layla afilu shloisha kaisin ve'nice and din. At night, even if they're three people, then they cannot be the dayanim. They could be edim. They could be kaisin. They can't be dayanim. May tamid dehavlu edim, ve'ein ed nasadayin. So the Gemara is very makatsiv here. What do you mean they're edim? Why can't they be dayanim? And if there's a reason why they can't be dayanim, so why do you have to come on to ain ed nasadayin? So kibshudai, what the Gemara means is, and this is what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that you see from this pasuk v'ayu b'yayim and chila is banav, that dinei mamanis, you can't be maskel b'yayim. You can't be maskel b'layla, I mean. You have to be maskel b'yayim. You can't be maskel b'layla. So here, if they're going to be dayanim, so the tchilas hadin is Belila, and that's not allowed. So male, they can't be dayanim, they could only be edim. Now the Gemara is bavarning, fine. They can't be dayanim now at night because tchilas din can't be Belila. But why can't they listen to the edis at night, become edim, but gufa become dayanim tomorrow with their own edis? Now they're not dayanim. Now all they are is edim. But then why can't they be made to themselves the next day? Why does it have to be the ain eisen din? The teretz is, since they can't be dayanim, and why can't they be dayanim? Not because ain eid nasadayin. They can't be dayanim because you can't have a din at night. So at night, the vayla, they're not dayanim. Then the shayla is, why don't they become dayanim in the morning? Then the kasha is, who's the eidim? The eidim has to be them. They're the only eidim. If they're the eidim, ain eid nasadayin, they can't be both an eid and a dayan at the same time. That's the sugya sagamara. So Rabbi Chanan Gran asks Akasha, that's interesting to Akasha, he says, when they see by day, who's the Edom? There are no Edom. What's the pshat that they could pass and I'll be what they see by day? There's no Edom. The Rishbam brings, Loite Shmiya G'day L'miria. L'maisa, the fact that they, Shmiya, when you have Edom, they have a Shmiya. When they see themselves, that's even better than a Shmiya. Seeing, then they themselves, experiencing themselves, the Nidan, that's even better than hearing it from Edom. Loite shmiya g'day l'miria, so they could paskin based on their Riyah. So good. So when the Riyah is at night, so that Riyah is not, you can't paskin based on that Riyah, because then the Riyah is going to be a tchilas din, and the tchilas din can't be at night. Elamayah can be Edom. So then the next morning, you're going to need Edom, because you don't have a Riyah, because the Riyah wasn't when they were Roi Ladun. So they can't paskin based on the Riyah. So Mamela, you need Edom, and they're the only Edom. And Mamela, if they're Edom, ain't they Nasadayin? So Frekta Bechanan, if you say Loite Shmi Agdaila Mi Riyah, why don't you also say Loite Shmi Agdaila Mi Yediyah? Fine. I don't have a Riyah to paskin on, but I have a Yediyah. In my brain, I know that he was mechalak the nechassim. Why? Because I saw it yesterday. But right now, I'm not going to paskin based on that Riyah. Because that Riyah, I can't paskin based on that because I can't have a tchilas din at night. And getting the evidence is ready to tchilas din. We're going to be marich about this later in the shir. So I won't paskin based on what I saw. I'll paskin based on what I know. I know who gets the nechassim. So why can't you say the same you said I won't pass him based on the Riyah, I'll pass him based on my idea. As I affect your Bochanan. I think the Teretz is like this. The emes is a machlokes rishonim about this. Rosh Brown brings down the Gemara of Leite Shmi Gdaila Miriyah. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in Lagabe Kiddush HaChadosh that when three Dayanim see the moon, they don't need Edom. They could pass him because they saw the moon, Leite Shmi Gdaila Miriyah. Just like if Edom Amein that they saw the moon, Bezin could pass him based on the Kabbalah Seidus at Shmi. If they, Bezin themselves see the moon, then that's Riyah. So the Gemara then goes to the same thing. If they see the moon at night, so then they can't paskin, because that's what Tchilas Din, and Tchilas Din can't be at night. So the Rishbam tells it to Dine Maminus also. He says by Dine Maminus also, it is the same din of Leite Shmi Gdailim Riyah. But the Ramban and other Rishainim hold that no. Dafka by Kiddush HaChadosh is a din of Leite Shmi Gdailim Riyah. By Shenge by Dine Maminus, they need Kabbalah Seidus. So why does it work over here? But why does it work? You don't have Kabbalah Seidus. And you don't say Leite Shmi Gdailim Riyah by Dinim Amenis. So the Ramban says, because you have a Das Baldin. If the Baldin himself comes and tells you and wants you to witness it and gives the Kenyan and makes you the one in charge, whether I'll say them or I'll stay on him, then has the same Kayach of Eidus, because a Das Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. You don't need Edom when the Baldin himself is telling it to you. Just like a Bezin Kapaska without Edom, I'll pay Eidos Baldin. Who had been here, he is going and doing the mice in front of the Bezin. That's Eidos Baldin. That has a Kayach of Edos. We'll come out L'chayin Afkemin L'alacha. Seems to me that according to the Ramban and the Rishayim, I'm the Mishitasai, if Bezin would see someone being Mazik someone, he didn't want anyone to see. Well, let's say even someone wanted to do a Kenyan privately. He doesn't want anyone to see. And Bezin, three people witness it. But yeah, according to the Rishbam, Leite Shmi Gdele Miriyah, if there's ever a din Torah about this Hezek, or this Geneva, or this Kenyan, or anything that happened, if the three Dayanim happened to have witnessed it themselves, they could pass him based on what they witnessed, as long as they witnessed it Miyayim. That could be Arias Dayanim and Leite Shmi Gdele Miriyah. Mashenge and the Ramban knows, no, you need Eidus. So if the Baldover himself goes and does it in front of you deliberately, that's like as Eidos Baldin. He himself is being made to you. He himself wants you to witness this thing. So Mamela, that has a Kayach of Eidus like Eidos Baldin Kameidim Dami. But if he doesn't want anyone to see it, that's not called Eidos Baldin. So it sounds to me from the Ramban, they wouldn't be able to be Dayanim on this case. So according to the Ramban, it's Pashur B'chanan's cash is not shver. You don't say like Tishmi Gdele Miriyah. You need Eidus or Eidos Baldin. So this tells you a chiddush that the Eidus that the Bezin's Makabal or the Eidos Baldin the Bezin's Makabal is Dafkif the Makabal at B'yayim. Since you can't make a Tchilas Din B'layla, so there is no Kabbalah's Eidus or Kabbalah's Eidos Baldin B'layla, so all there'll be is Eidim. And Memela, they can't paskin al pi what they saw. They have to pass an alpi Eidim, because they don't, the Eidos Baldin doesn't count, because it was Belaila. And Memela, you need Eidim, and they can't be the Eidim, because they need Nasadayin. So, Memela, the idea of Ad is not enough, because you need either Eidim or Eidos Baldin. Zagich the Rishbam also. The Rishbam that Takish tells to Leite Shmi Gdele Miriyah, and holds as a klal of Leite Shmi Gdele Riyah by Din Imam and Asoso. That's what Taisha says in Bavakam and Daftzani. So, Machlek is Rishaynim. But the Pshan is, that's dafka information that's given over to the Beis Din. In other words, just like the Ramban holds, you need Eidus or Eidos Baldin. The Rishbam holds, you need Eidus or Eidos Baldin, or Riyah, because Leite Shmi Gdele Miriyah. So that also is a source of accessing information on Yidei Riyah. But stam that the Beis Din knows, they never got that information, that's not a din. Just like the Ramban holds, a din Torah has to be Ayidei, Bezdin being Makabal Eidus or Eidos Baldin, and the Riyah doesn't help. The Rishbam holds the Riyah also is like an Eidus or Eidos Baldin, Leite Shmi Gdele Miriyah. But the way it din Torah has to work is that the Bezdin accesses the information. That is a Chelek of the Din. If you don't have a process in the din Torah where the Bezdin accesses the information, Ayidei Kabbalas Eidus, Ayidei Eidos Baldin, or Ayidei Riyah, the Rishbam also says it doesn't work. There's no such thing as Leite Shmi Gdele Miriyah. As I mean, Atayis Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Al kopanim, and we'll be marich a little bit about this nekuda later in the shiur. But first, I want to discuss the etzim din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. What is this din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin? What's the makar to the din? And what are the parameters of the din? We find three makaris in the Rishonim to the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. The Rishbam, he says, here on Kuf Yudal and Manalf du Maskel Ein Eid Nasa Dayin, he says, Nirub be Ein Eid Dixer Sakosavi, Dixiva Omdu Shnei Anoshim, Asher Behem Lariv Lefnei Hashem, Shnei Anoshim are the Eidim, Lefnei Hashem is the Dayanim. So you see that the Eidim have to stand in front of the Dayanim. The Eidim have to be made to the Dayanim. The Eidim can't be the Dayanim. That's not a kiyum of Omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. That's stated in the Rishbam. So that's one makar, Exeris the cause of Omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem, and the two Eidim have to be made to the Dayanim. The two Eidim can't be the Dayanim. The Ramban and Kama other Rishonim say that the makar is goof for the sugya. The sugya says, the sugya is learning up, V'hoye b'yayim anchila is banav, b'yayim at the maple n'chalos, v'yayim at the maple n'chalos b'layla. And the Gemara explained that when you have three people watching Apollos n'chalos, watching the chayla giving out his nachla, if it's b'yayim, so they're the dayin, and they could paskin on the nachla, they could be manchal, they could shtel avek the Yerish on what he's supposed to get. Mashengen, if it's Belila, they can't, because you can't make a din Belila. So just like you learn at the din that you can't make a din Belila from V'hoye B'yayim and Chila Izbanav, and you learn out from Chukas Mishpat that all Yerusha has a din of din that we explained in the previous year. But the Shaila is, why can't you go, even if you saw it by night, and be the Edom to yourself, and invite to make a din? Elamai V'hoye B'yayim Achila Izbanav is telling you the next Chiddush, the Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. You don't need another Makar. This goof is a Makar. Because if an Eid could be a Dayin, then it wouldn't make sense. Even if they saw it Belila, and you can't make a Din Belila, but make a Din B'yayim, and be the Eid and the Dayin on the din B'yayim. Elamai, this is the Makar for Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. As I out there in Ban and Kamer Rishayin. And there's one other Makar, which Rishayin discuss. The Makar is that when an Eid becomes a Dayin, it's an Eid of Shiat Yachal Azimah. If the Eid himself is a Dayin, so you can't be Mazim this Eid. Because when you come to be Mazimim, the Dayin can't be Makabal the Eidus on himself. If you come, the Eidus is made, and he himself is a Dayin, and he says Kach V'Kach, and then two Eidim come and say, one second, Imanu Yisem, you're with us, we're trying to Mazim you. But who is the Dayanim? They're the same as the Eidim, they can't be Makabal Azimah. So the Eidus is Eidus Shiat Yachal Azim. And we'll be marich about this soon. But first, there's a three-way machloikis Rishonim about the parameters of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Who is considered an Eid that he can't become the Dayin? We have the sheet of Rishbam right here above the Basra, here on Kuf Yigimel Mebeis. Rishbam is medayik, he's marich about it. Shloisha shenichnasu levakir esachayla. Why did the Gemara have to tell you that the three people are doing bikur chaylam? Why can't you say that they came in order to take care of the Nachala? Hazak derishbam, if they're coming in order to be made, if they're coming in order to say Eidus, so they become Eidim. And if they become Eidim, then they can't become Dayanim. And the Rishbam is mavur that even if someone else wants to become to be made from him, he witnessed the story, and he had Kavanah to be an Eid, and then he decided, no, he'll be a Dayan. Aye, so who's going to be the Eid? Someone else will be the Eid. That's also a problem. Once you decide to be an Eid, you have a Chaloy Shem Eid, you can't be a Dayan. And he tells it to the sugya of Nimsa Echem Emkar of the Apostle, that you have, the way he learns up the Gemara in Makkos, that the din is, if you have a bunch of witnesses, you have a bunch of Eidim, and one of them is a Kar of a relative or apostle, so everyone's apostle. So the Gemara of this Maskana is, that even if the Kar of apostle never said the Eidus Bechlal, the Kar of apostle witnessed the story, and he had Kavana to say the Eidus. That's what the Gemara's Maskan over there, he says, learns. That's what Rebbe holds. He had Kavana to say the Eidus, but he never said the Eidus. Still, he's called an Eid, and there's a problem of Nimsa Echmem Karve Apostle, and they do some Betela. So you see that even if you didn't actually say Eidus, but you witnessed the episode with Kavana to testify, that you were planning on testifying, you're planning on being an Eid, that makes you an Eid, And therefore, you have a din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle, who would then you have a din of Enei Nasadayin. That's the Shittas HaRishbam. Taisis here, Nafkuf Yudalin, and all the other Rishayinim, they argue on the Rishbam. They hold that no, just having Kavanah to say this doesn't make you an aid to give you a din of Enei Nasadayin. And they say either it's not the same as Nimsechem Karev Apostle, Nimsechem Karev Apostle, you do become an aid, but not in regard to the halach of Enei Nasadayin. It's two different halachas. There's the halach of Nimsechem Karev Apostle, which is learned after one pasuk. There, the kavanah to be made might be good enough. There's the din of Enei Nasadayin, which is learned there from a different limud. There, you have to actually be made bepayel. Or, the Rishayim say that maybe Nimsechem Karev Apostle also lemaskanas ha-gemara there, if you're not made, there is no din of Nimsechem Karev Apostle. That's what Rishayim say. That's a sugya negei to Makis. We're not going to go into it so much. But b'negeya Enei Nasadayin, there's a machlekes Rishayim, even if you don't hold like the Rishbam. Even if you hold that kavanah lahei, it doesn't pass away from being a dayan. But what's the pshat in Enei Nasadayin? You have to actually be made. But here, in the Shiltei Gibayim, on the Rif, he brings a machlekes, and really it's a machlekes also, the Nemuki Yosef in Bava Kamma, in the 8th parak on the Gemara there on Daf Tzadi, has a machlekes here with a taste of Ridai Finart. The shaila is like this. Let's say someone witnessed the story, and he went and he actually said Eidus. But now he wants to be a Dayan, and he's not going to be a Dayan for his own Eidus. He's going to be a Dayan for someone else's Eidus. He witnessed it, let's say, by night, so he can't paskin al pi what he witnessed. He has to be an aid. So he went first to a Bezdin to say Eidus. For whatever reason, that Bezdin never ended up paskining. They want him to be the Dayan. He's the aid. We'll get another aid. There are the Eidim that's available. So the Mukiyazer brings down from their art and the Ridvan Bava Kamma there that even in that case, you're apostle. If you had Kavanah to be an aid, you're not an aid. You had Kavanah to be an aid. In regard to an aid, Nasadayin, you're not an aid. But if you're an actually were made, you actually went to a Bezdin and were made, so you're an aid. Once you're an aid, you can't be a dying, even if another aid comes and is made. Mashenka and the Taisus Ridia, and also the Shilta Gibarim here, brings down 2 days. Now, no, the whole din of Enei Nasadayin is dafka when you need your aidus. If you, at the same time, are the aid who's being made and the dayin who's being makabel the aidus, that doesn't work. But if there are other aidim, even if you actually said the aidus, doesn't matter. But now, I don't need my aidus. We're not going with your aidus that you said. There's other aidim. You happen to say an aidus, fine. But now you're a dayin. And you have other Edom, you as a dying can paskin, I'll be the other Edus. There's no psul that you said the Edus. And the Chayyid Esvarsa Machlaikis is like this. Lamashal, let's say we learn it after Va'omdu Shnei Anashim Hashem Lefnei Hashem. So there's a Svara that what does Va'omdu Lefnei Anashim Hashem Lefnei Hashem say? This is what the Ksay says, and we're going to speak about the Ksay. This is what the Ksay says in Simon Zayis of Gun Beis. He names on that tells you that the Maisa Edus has to be a Shnei Anashim Edom Lefnei Hashem the Dayanim. So you can't have an Eidus with the Eidim and the Dianim are the same people. But just because he happened to say Eidus to another Bezdin, that's not a chsarim v'omdu shnei anashim asher l'hebriv lefnei Hashem. You have a shnei anashim, the other two Eidim, and you have him lefnei Hashem. So what he said Eidus? There's no makam to passel, there's no makam for Enei Nasadayin to passel just because he happened to say the Eidus. So like we said, Enei Chanami, the Taisus Rid, Rabbeinu Yishai over here, and also it's brought here in the Shiltei Gibayim, they taken them on that way. They hold that way, B'nichusa. They hold, it's taka dafka when the Edom and the Dianim are the same person at this Agadis Edus. The fact that he was made Agadis Edus at another time, that's not going to pass off for being a diet. But what's pshat in the Rishayim, like we said, the Mukhi Yosef and Bava Kamma, B'shem, there are in the Ritva, that hold that as long as they were made another time, they can't be an Eidus even if other Eidim come. So Rabbi Chanan says here, in Kayvet Shurim, and Rabbi Leib Malin says this in Chelek Aleph, Simon Lamed Hey, and Vaisteis, they learned the Pasuk, V'omdu Shnei Anoshim, Lefnei Hashem, is the Pshat, that there's a Miyot. The Shnei Anoshim, if you have a Chalai Shem Din, Shnei Anoshim, which means the two Eidim, you can't be a Lefnei Hashem, you can't be a Dayan. It's a Paslus. It's not a din that you grab the need a Kabbalah's Eidus with two separate people, Eidim and the Yanim. It's more than that. Once you have a chalai shem ein, so then you pasul for being a dayin. That's the pshat in the pasuk. And al derech zef, you say that the drash is from b'yayim and chila is banner from here also. We see from here that when you see it b'layla, you can't be a dayin. Why not? In dem state, ein as a dayin. Savash state. Does it say that you can't be a dayin? One side you can learn because you need other edim. So Mele, the pasuk is talking about that you're the only aid. And Mele, you can't be a dayin because who's going to be the aid then? If you're going to be the aid and the dayin, that doesn't work. It ain't nice to dayin. By Shengen, if there were other people in the room and you happen to have other edim, then you could be a dayin. Or is the pshat that no, that when it says ain't aid nice to dayin, what we learn from here is that being an aid is a apostles for being a dayin. That's cool for the pshat. And the Rishbam has to learn that way. Because the Rishbam says even if you weren't made, the fact that kavana to be made, you can't be a dayin. And he stells it suit to nimsa echemem karev apostle, that the kavana lahein alone makes it that you're an aid and you're going to apostle the whole kat. Vice days, that's the pshat. The v'om the shnei anoshim is the pshat that das alein, that you became a shnei anoshim, that's apostles for being a dayin. Those are the two tzadim. See, Taisus asks on the Rishbam. Taisus asks, "V'amdu shnei anoshim." If you learn out the din of any nasadayim from v'amdu shnei anoshim, that would only apply if he's made. That wouldn't apply just if he's kavana l'hayid. As I fact, Taisus on the Rishbam. So asay to learn the kasha b'derech that Taisus held it was a murchik dika kasha, you can learn that Taisus names on like the way the Ksais learned up. V'amdu shnei anoshim with Hashem is a pshat that the edus has to be with two groups, the Shnei Anoshim and the Fnei Hashem. So Avada, if he's not the Eid Bechlal, he's passing up the other Eidus. Avada, there won't be of Amdu Shnei Anoshim and Fnei Hashem. So you'll have to say to Shbam El Tfaket, if Amdu Shnei Anoshim and Fnei Hashem means that once you're the Shnei Anoshim, once you're the Eidus, that passes you from being a dying, period. It could be even Taisus also, Eib Shmuzovsky names it on, that the Eidus passes you from being a dying. He's just naming on that the Shnei Anoshim is dafka when they were Taka Va'omdu. In other words, since the Xeris Akasav of Eni Nasadayin is learned after Va'omdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem, Kavana Lahei, it doesn't make sense that you become from the Shnei Anoshim. Mashayin came by Nimsa Karav Apostle, it's learned after from a different Apostle, Shnei Meshleisha Eidim, so there maybe Kavana Lahei, it does make you an Eid. It's a different thing. But Al Kopanim L'Sikum, we have two Mahalchim had to learn Eni Nasadayin, how to learn the Xeris Akasav of Amdu Shnei Anoshim of Hashem, Emeriv of Shnei Hashem, or the Xeris Akasav of Hayab Yem Achila Izbanav, is the pshat that you can't be an Eid and a Dayan at the same time. But the fact that you were made, you still could be a Dayan as long as you have other Eid. That's what Taisa Riddles, Shaldi Gemarim brings that. Or is the pshat? No. Once it's Chalon you a Chalai Shem Eid, then you can't be a Dayan, even if there are other Eidim. That's what the Muki Yosef brings from there on the Ridva. And Al-Karch, the Rishbam has to hold the way. Because the Rishbam holds, even if you were never Mayan, the Kavana Leid passes you from being a Dain. But he says, the Psul Dayanis is because you're a Chalei Shem Eid, that's Rabbi Bachan and Rabbi Mal on their Nup. Now, I said there was another Pshat, that you're an Eid of Shiet Yachal Azima. If you go for the Dain, and you're the Eid, so how could you be Mazim the Eid? You'll come to the Dain to be Mazim the Eid. He can't be Makabal Azama on himself. So Taizim Avakama Dav Tzadikam Ebeiz asks a kasha in this pshat, and he says it's not good. Because if you're going to say that, so who adin, the Eidim can't be craving to the Dayanim. You're going to tell me, if the Eidim are craving to the Dayanim, let's say the Eidim are the children or the siblings of the Dayanim, whatever it is, you're also going to tell me it's possible, even though they're not the Dayanim, because Vaita, they can't be Makabal Dazom on the craving. Now, Elamai, what are you going to say? Doesn't matter that these Dayanim happen to crave him to the Eidim. But in case Mazimim come, so we'll make another Bezdin. And we Makabal Azama, then be Bezdin Acher. So Achanami, if the Eidim are the Dayanim themselves, Vaita, what's the problem? You'll make another Bezdin, and you'll be Makabal Azama on these Eidim who are the Dayanim, be Bezdin Acher. That's Rektaisis. Now the Rishayim here on Mavur, that ain't Achanami. Lefi the Pshat, that the reason why an Eidna Sadayan is because of Eidna Shit Yachal Azima, if the Eidim are craving the Yonim, they're also apostle. And they bring the Yishalmi, says that way. The Yishalmi holds that Eidim are craving the Yonim apostle, because, and they say this is the Pshat, You need the Eid of Shabiyachal Azim in this Bezdin. And that's why there's a din of Eid Eid Nasadayin, because the Eid, you can't be Mazim the Dayin in this Bezdin. That's what the Rishayim say. So we have the Pshat of it's Eid of Shit Yachal Azima, but you have to say a Chiddish that the Yachal Azima has to be in this Bezdin. Tell you about Kama Augustin's Pshat. He says they are Yachal Azima. It could be Yachal Azima in another Bezdin. And Lefidus Pshat, Lechayr should come out that if they're craving to the Dayanim, then they also will be a problem. It can't be Yachal Azim in this Bezdin. Now there's a very interesting Ksais, a Geshmakik Ksais, Simon Zayin, Sifkotten Beis. The Ksais says that there's two timim, he says, like we spoke, for Enei Nasadai. One is Vamdu Shnei Noshim Lefnei Hashem. And one is because it's Eidashit Yachal Azim. So Frank the Ksais, what's a din if Eidim would come, be made their Eidus to another Bezdin? Another Bezdin would be Makabal their Eidus. And then they'll be the Dayanim to Paskin on their Eidus that they were made to a different Bezdin. So Ktiksais, Avadah, it's not good. Avadah doesn't help Stam to be made to a different Bezdin. If you're the Eidim, you can't be the Dayan, even though you made it to a different Bezdin. And he says, who did a Shtar? Let's say Eidim that signed the Shtar. Could they be the Dayanim on the Shtar? He says, Avadah not. But he says, L'chayr, why not? He says, if you're going to say because v'amdu shnei anoshim asher lemariv lefnei Hashem, so the chayra, that means for Kabbalah's Eidus, you need an Eidim and a Dayanim. You have that, because the etzim Kabbalah's Eidus was discovered by the other Dayanim. So you had a v'amdu shnei anoshim, you had a goddess Eidus in a bezdin where the shnei anoshim lefnei Hashem were a different people. We said before, pshat, from a b'chanan or b'lei malin, that once you're an Eid, that gives you a passus to be a Dayan. Even if other Eidim would come. The Ksais was naming on that that way. The Ksais was naming on that V'amdu Shnei Anoshim is a Pshat, Tzidin and Da'agadis Eidus. So he says, if the Pshat is that it's also V'amdu Shnei Anoshim, so you could be a Dayan on your own Eidus, as long as you magid the Eidus to another three people, so you already have a Kim of V'amdu Shnei Anoshim, and then you could be a Dayan on those Eidus. Why not? Well, let's say a Shtar. A Shtar, you don't have to be made a Shtar in Bezdin. It's already an Eidus in Bezdin. So now, there's no chsar of Amdu Shnei Anoshim if I pass on a shtar that I myself signed. Because I have a din nechru without it. Again, if you say the pshat of Amdu Shnei Anoshim is that the fact they become an Eid gives you a passus to be a dionim, the ksais is kash is not shver. The ksais is naming on that the way. The ksais is naming on the aside is that you can't be a dion on your Eidus. But he asks, why not? Why can't you be a Dayan and you're Eidus as long as the Eidus was said in a different Bezdin or signed on a Shtar? And he says, Avad, in that case, also you can't. But he doesn't know why not. Elam, are you going to say, because Eidus shit yachal azima? But also, if as long as the Bezdin that you said you're Eidus in, that Bezdin could be mazim you. So fine, it should be niskayim, the Eidus shit yachal azima, in the Bezdin you said the Eidus, and now you could be the Dayan to paskin on that Eidus. Why not? Why wouldn't you be able to be a Dayan to Paskin on your Eidus as long as the Eidus was said in a different Bezdin? Or Al-Kabanim, Eidus Shebishtar also. Eidus Shebishtar is Eidus Shetiyachal Azima, even though it was never said in Bezdin. Elamai, you don't need a specific Bezdin for Eidus Shebishtar to be called Eidus Shetiyachal Azima. So why wouldn't you be able to Paskin on the Shtar? So how does this timing work for cases where the Eidus said the Eidus in another Bezdin and now they want to Paskin on their own Eidus? Or they signed the shtar and they want to pass it on the shtar that they signed. You don't have any time to pass it. As I affect the ksais of Bambakash. Enfid the ksais. A gaval de gavart. He says, the oilam will go with the pshat of Eidus et yachal azima. But with a big knetch. He says, the klal is that Eidus zaymimin only gets an einish if there was a gemar din. If Eidim come and say, an Eidus, Ruvain, Lenchim and money, whatever it is, and they found Zayman, Imanu Yisem, they only have to pay back Shimon for causing him a loss if there was already a Gemar Din that Shimon owes Ruvain the money. There's no Gemar Din, they don't have to pay. So Zak Diksais, if they themselves are going to Paskin on their own Eidus, so what would happen if there's Azama? Eid Zayman, Lemafreyu Nifsal. They become Pasul from the time of the goddess Eidus. So kumdais, the gemar din l'mafreya becomes batal. So kumdais is no gemar din. Kumdais is no punishment. The gemar din l'mafreya is batal because the dayanim were pasul. That's not called the Gemara Din because of the Dayanim were Apostle. So Kum Tais, there's no Gemara Din. So Mamel, they won't get an Einish. So that's why an Eidashit Yachal Azima. It's not Shaykh. The Olam will say like Taisim Avakama. You don't need Hazam of the Bezdin Zeh. And if they're craving the Dayanim, it's Taka Kasher. Because you don't need Hazam of the Bezdin Zeh. But if they're the Dayanim on their Eidus, so if there's ever Azama, that would pass them the Mefreya. And he says, even according to Rav, the Eid Zoy Mikana Labo Nifsal, but the Oisa Eidus that consider the Mefreya Nifsal, on the same Eidus that consider the Mefreya Nifsal. So Mel the Psul starts from the time they said the Eidus. So Kum Deis the Gemara Din, the Mefreya is not a good Gemara Din. It was a Gemara Din that was done with Dayanim Psulim. So Kum Deis, they won't get an Einish. So that's why the Eidus Shiti Achal Azima. And that would answer, even if they're Eidei Ashtar, or even if they're Eidus, they said their Eidus in a different Bezdin. But as long as they're passing on their Eidus, so the Gemar Din is only on the side that they're kosher, if they have a mazim them. So Kum Dais, the whole Gemar Din is batal because the Dayanim, our partial Dayanim, because they're the same Eidim as the Dayanim. So Mela, you won't be able to punish them. You'll have the problem of Ein Eidim Zaymimim. Now, Noshimach Yigmar Adin. That's a Shtikel Tayyar from the Ksais. And Gaval de Gachat, and the Ksais says that he found he was Mechavim to the Mordechai B'Shem Nisar Mikutzi. The Mordechai says it's Pshat B'Shem Nisar Mikutzi. Kivanti Ladas Asar, it's already in the Rishayin in this Pshat. So you have a new Pshat in Eidashit Yochel Azima. We have the Pshat, the Pasha Pshat, the way Taisus and the Rishayinim say it, that they can't be Mekabel Azam al Atzman. And you need that the Bezin, that the Eidus were made, their Eidus, they have to be the ones that could be Mekabel Azam. So if the Eidim are the Dayanim, they can't be Mekabel Azam al Atzman. And L'chaya L'fiza, who would then if the Eidim are craving the Dayanim? That's also a problem of Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. Because they can't be Mekabel Azam al Kurveim. Now the other Rishayim hold that, no, like Taisus and Mavakama, you don't need Yachal Azima and Bezin Atzma. But now you have the Ksais's pshat. The Ksais says that if they're the Dayanim on their Eidus, you can't be mazim them in any Bezdin. Because if you ever mazim them, so Kum Tais L'Mafrei, there's no Gmar Din. If there's no Gmar Din, so then there's no Einish. And if they can't come to an Einish of Azam, but that's Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. Now the Stipler Kilis Yankov and Ksuvah Simuch Avdal, and he asks a kash on the Ksais. He says that this thing that you're saying it's not an Eidush at Yochel Azima is dafka because they did the Gemara Din. But at the time that they said the Eidus, it wasn't clear they're going to do the Gemara Din, especially in the Ksaisis case, where they said the Eidus in a different Bezdin. But it came out that they decided to paskin up be the Eidus they said in a different Bezdin. But could be that Bezdin would paskin. Could be another Bezdin would paskin on this Eidus. You don't know that they're going to do the Gemara Din. So since at the time they said the Eidus, it could have came to Azama, even though afterwards it ended up that it can come to Azama, that's not a chsayin in Eidus Yitiyachal Azima. And he brings a few rayas to this. He says, let's say, Lamashal, you have a shtar, and Eidim signed the shtar, and now the Eidim are dead. So now it's Yitiyachal Azima, they're dead. It's not Shaykh to Yimazim them. You still could pass up Peter shtar, you still could give up Peter shtar. Why? Because at the time they signed it was Yachal Azima. Or he brings a raya like this. The Gemara then, Sanhedrin is Mavur. Sanhedrin daf pei aleph, that if you have Edim, let's say somebody was Nidim with a Misa Kala, he was Nidim Mechenek, and now Edim want to come and be made that he's Chayiv Skila. So the Gemara says, yeah, they can be made, he's Chayiv Skila, and he'll get the Chomedic Misa of Skila. So Frek Taisus, maybe it's Edim Shitiyachal Azima, because if you imagine the Edim Skila, they could say he was already chayiv misas chenek. So gavra k'tila k'talas. I was only made on someone who was already chayiv misas. I'll be potter. So the edim on the skila should be edim she'at yachal azima because they k'taina, he was already mechuyiv chenek. So memela, and I'm not mechuyiv for saying edis and skila because he's considered already a gavra k'tila. So Taisa says, but it's shayach to come to azama because could be the first edim will be Muslim. If the first day doing Muslim, then he's not a guy for Ketila. So then you will be Chayiv Azama. So you see, as long as it's Efsharis B'Shas the Eidus to come to Azama, even though Lamaisi can't be Mazim them, that's also called Eidus Shat to Yachal Azima. So here also, what's Ksei saying? that since they did the Gemara Din, now it's not Shaykh Hazama, but B'Shasa got to say this, it wasn't Mukhtar they're going to do the Gemara Din. So Mela, it shouldn't be a problem of either Shia Teyachal Azima. So he said, he found the Mordechai that the Ksais quoted, it's in Sanhedrin, Simon Tavresh Tzadik Vav. He says it wasn't exactly like the Ksais. We also have this from in the Chedush Aran in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafei. It's mamish the same word for word. But the lashon of the Mordechai is that the reason why it's an Edish Shiyat Yachal Azima is because it's Gloy Milslam Afreya that the Edish wasn't niskabel in a Bezdin Kosher. It wasn't niskabel al Yidei a Bezdin Kosher. If you're going to be mazim them, so kum tais, the Dayanim were also apostle. The Edim and the Dayanim were both apostle. The Edish was never niskabel in a Bezdin Kosher. So he doesn't say because it's a chsarin of Gmar Din. Zak the stipler, because Gmar Din's not a problem, because since B'shasa got this Eidus, it could have had a Gmar Din in a different Bezdin. That's not a problem of Eidus Shiyat Yachal Azima. The problem is when the Eidim and the Dayanim are mamish the same person, the Dayanim are being makabal their own Eidus, so there, if you ever mazin the Eidim, so kumtais you also pass the Dayanim, so the Bechlal wasn't the Agodas Eidus, not that there wasn't a Gmar Din. There wasn't Agodas Eidus Bechlal, because it wasn't in the Kasher of Bezdin. Say nechinami, l'chari yivayt the shver with the ksaisis kasha, even the fila mardchai, that if they would say the edus in a different bezdin, would there be any problem with them passing on their edus? Because l'maisa the bezdin they said the edus in, if they're ever Muslim, is still a good bezdin. So mele it's edus at the yachal azima. But he says klar that the mardchai from the Sar Mikutsi and the Ran is also there, b'shem taisis, it's not the problem that you don't have the gemar din. The problem is that you don't have the Kabbalah saying this b'chlal. And now attacker only apply when the Edom are being Mekabalah from, when the Dayanim are being Mekabalah, the Edus from themselves. So that's what the stipler asks on the Ksais, that for the problem that you don't have the Gemar Din, that's not a problem, because you don't have a Shoris for a Gemar Din. And that he brings from the Mordechai B'Shem the Sar Mikutsi, that's a pshat, is only in the case where the Edom were made to themselves, and there, not that you don't have the Gemar Din, you don't have the Kabbalah saying this b'chlal. So let's sikum of the whole thing. In Eidei Nasadayin, we have three Makairis. We have the Makar of Amdu Shnei Anoshim Lefnei Hashem. We have the Makar HaGufer from Agamar of Ahoy B'yayim and Chiloy Yisbanav. That Belayli can't be Machlois. Okay, you can't make that Scholos Din by night, but why can't you be an aid to yourself? Elamai from Ahoy B'yayim and Chiloy Yisbanav Gufer Shtei Eidei Nasadayin. And Lefi those two Pshatim, we had the Chakira. Is that a pasulus like the Rishbam has to learn? Like the Rishayim that say that the aid that's made cannot be a dying even if there are other aidim. So Kumdais is a pasulus that if you're Shnei Anoshim, it can't be a dying. Or is it Pshat, like the Taizrit says here, like the Shilta Gibayim, that no, it's not a pasulus, it's just, it's a din in Agadis Eidus, that the Agadis Eidus has to be said by aidim in front of other Dayanim, Shnei Anoshim, Lefnei Hashem. So didn't I go to say this, but if you want to pass, can I be other Edom just because you're an Ein, that's not a problem of any Nasudayim. And then we have the Tam, because it's Eidah Shiyat Yachal Azima, because you can't be Makabal Azam on yourself. Taizim Bavakam asks on this Tam, that Ay Bezai, who wouldn't crave him, won't work. So Elamai, Yachal Azima, the Bezan Achah should be good enough. And there's Shainim here, Mavur Enechanami. This Tam holds, you have to be Mazin them in this Bezdin. That's the din of Yachal Azima. And then Echlam Kraven was apostle Meir Yisratam. And you have the Ksais that says that the Pshat is that not Pshat, you have to be Mazim them Bebezdin Zeh. But if the Edim Gufa, the Dayanim, so then you can't be Mazim them at all, even Bezin Acher, because since you need a Gemar Din, and they're Gufa the Bezin that made the Gemar Din, so if they ever Mazim them, so I'm afraid there's no Gemar Din, and Mimela, you'd never be able to punish them, because if you ever mazim them, then there wasn't the Gemara Din L'mafreya. But the stipler asked, since B'shas they were made their Eidus, if they were made in a different Bezdin, B'shas they were made the Eidus was an Afsharis to have Azama, because the Gemara Din could have been from a different Bezdin, so there shouldn't be a Chasarin. And he says, Rishayim had said that time that the Ksaris brought was really a slightly different time, that if the Eidim Gufa be Mekabel Eidus from themselves, L'mafreya, if you ever mazim them, it's a chesaron in the Kabbalah's Eidus, there is no Eidus Bechlal. Not that there's no Gemar Din, but there's no Kabbalah's Eidus, there's no Eidus Bechlal. And that's why it's Eidus Shiyat Yachal Azima. And now let's get back to the sugya. Like the Gemara said, like we spoke before, if the three people saw it b'yayim, so then they're dayanim. And they could paskin, al pi the Riyah, according to the Rishbam, like Tishmig de Elamiria, Alpida Das Baldin, according to the Ramban, like we said before. But if they saw it Belila, so Mamela, Lila is not a time for din, so you can't consider the Ria to be a Ria Stayanim, the Rishbam says. And therefore, they can't paskin, and to paskin, to be made to themselves tomorrow, there's a problem of Ened Nasadayan. And the Rishbam says, "Lemacha ain't a roye b'dav v'nasa dayin al piedus atzmai, elim ken yoder acher b'funav." Dash the ain't a isadin al piedus atzmai. Rishbam says they could make a din if other people be made for them. Now, even though the Rishbam holds that a mechavan leheyed ain't a roye can't be a dayin, but that's dafka when he's mechavan leheyed. When he's mechavan leheyed, then he gets a shame aid, and that passes him from being a dayin. Mashenkin Eroyim Belayla, Vaisleis is not as bad as a Mechavan Lehayit. Ein Echinami, he can't have a shame dayin. It can't be considered a Rias Dayonim, but he doesn't necessarily have a shame aid. If he wants, he could be an aid. But if he wants, he could be a dayin if someone else would be made. That Ria can't be a Ria of a dayin. But he still doesn't, he's not necessarily an aid. He's like Eroyim Beloy Kavan Lehayit, that if other people are made, he could be a dayin. Adazeshtayt Nerishbam. Now the Rishbam says another chiddush, which the Rishonim argue on. The Rishbam says at the end of the Rishbam, the Ramaskal Afilu Ein Shloisha, the Rishbam says, "Miu bezin sheidu lefneim edus belayla, edus gemurihi, v'yachoyle ladin lamacher b'yayim, avu riyadidu shirayim belayla, lechashvinen kilu huad lefneim belayla, dekev lechazi b'shaiti ledina, Riyadidu einik shmi amam shashom be'edim belayla, elhein atzman asu edim v'shuvla yedionim be'edis atzman." Zog the Rishbam, if edim will be made in front of a bezin at night, that's a good edus, and they could dan al pi their edus that night, that the next day. Mashayin kain, a riyah is not good. So Taisus and the Rishonim argue, and they say if an edus are made by night, it's also not good. Because Kabbalah's edus is tchilas din, they bring a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kabbalah say this is tchilas din, and Memela, Kabbalah say this also can't be done by night. So what's pshat in the Rishbam? Why does the Rishbam say that Kabbalah say this by night is good enough? So the two mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Rosh says that the Rishbam holds that b'di'eved, it is good. A din that's done by night is good b'di'eved. The din, the psul of Laila, is only a psul of chetchila. The chetchila, you're not allowed to do a din by night. But b'di'eved, if you did it din by night, b'di'eved, it's a good din. And he brings Yerushalmi holds that way. But he brings Raya's from the Bavli. The Bavli, he doesn't hold that way. That's why he argues in the Rishbam that the Bavli holds that even b'di'eved, a din by night is not a good din. Good. We won't go into the Raya's back and forth. But the Shaila is, how does Rishbam learn that sugya? The Rishbam is mechalik between a Ria, that the Ria, it says that they can't be done by day. And Kabbalah's Eidus, he says, they could be done by day. Zog the Rosh, because b'di'eved, if you did it din by night, b'di'eved, it works. So why don't you say the same thing by Uriah? What's the pshat by Uriah? You don't say b'di'eved, it works. The Ksais there, and Simon Zayin of Katan Dalid, he says that's Taisus Kashi. He must have learned Taisus like this. The Taisus says that he Uriah k'may Eidus, and k'may Eidus b'layla, k'namuch ha'pei gru b'ezdin, v'loy k'may shepir shekuntus. In other words, that Agamara itself is muchnat that way. Because the Gemara says that a Ria, if you have just a Ria, you can't dan by day. If they're Ru'u Balayla, so they can't dan by day, I'll be the Ria by night. So what's the chilik the Ria in the Kabbalah's Eidus? If the reason why the Kabbalah's Eidus works is because b'di'eved, a din by night is good, so why don't you say the same thing by a Ria, that you could dan by day, because b'di'eved, the din by night is kosher. So the Ksais in Simon Zayin Sif Katan Dalin, he says pshat like this. He says, when you have Kabbalah's Eidus by night, v'chatchili, you're not allowed to do it, because you're not allowed to be done by night at Tchila's din. But b'di'eved, it is a Kabbalah's Eidus. You could down by day, I'll be the Kabbalah's Eidus did by night. It's only possible chatchil l'das the Rishbam. But a Ria, if the Rishbam holds that if it's possible chatchila to be done by night, so the Ria by night doesn't blame a Ria Stayonim. It doesn't have a Chalai Shem Ria Stayonim. The most it could be is Ria Stayonim. That's what it means. Ain't a Ria Stayonim or a Ria Stayonim. An Eidus is an Eidus. There's nothing you could do. It is an Eidus. It was by night. But the Evid, A din by night is good. So, but the evid, you have a chalais kabbalas edus. You light it down by day, I'll be the edus. Mashenke neriya, you saw by night, halter shbam, any time dayanim see something in a time where lechatchila they can't be done, it's not called a riyas dayanim, and you don't have a riya. And like we said before, a yediyah doesn't help. You need a riya. You need to access information als dayanim. You need a Kabbalah say this, Adas Baldin, the Shbam al Zariya also is good on Slaite Shmig Delamiriya, but when you access the information, you have to be Dayanim. How the Shbam, if there's a Sulach Atchila to Dan, that's not called the Riyas Dayanim. A Kabbalah say this, even when you have a Sulach Atchila to Dan, that's an Eidus. But a Riyah, if there is a Sulach Atchila to Dan, that's not called the Riyas Dayanim. So the Ksais wants to shtel to this to a shayla achreinim. They ask, what if dayanim would see something on Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a din that you're not allowed to dan. If a dayan would see by day on Shabbos and Yom Tov something, could he dan al pi that ri on Sunday? Agamar says, if a dayan sees something by day, he could be a dayan. If a dayan sees something by night, there's a psul din. So mele, he can't be a dayan the next day based on the ri by night. Because that would be a tchilas din. And memela, you can't be a dayin because ain't aid nas a dayin. You could only be an aid and you can't be a dayin with your own aidus. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? What's the din with it? If a dayin sees something Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an issa to dan there. So maybe you'll say that it can't be a din on Shabbos and Yom Tov because there's an issa to dan. So memela, you can't paskan al pi where you saw Shabbos and Yom Tov because that would be the tchilas din on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an issa to dan. So memela, you can't be a dayan based on what you saw in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Or no, maybe because it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan, it's a different thing. The Shach is mesupik about it. The Achreinim there and Simon Zion discuss this shayla. Zag Tiksais, he holds it to Machlaikis Rishbam and Taisis. The Rishbam who holds that Kabbalah say this is good. Why? Because B'di'evit is good. That's what the Rosh says. So how come Ri is not? Teretz is, because the Rishbam holds the Yisayit, any time l'chachili you can dan, is the Riyah Nishken Riyah is Dayanim. I was a Shabbos Yom Tov also l'chachili you can dan. So Shabbos Yom Tov also the Riyah wouldn't be called the Riyah Dayanim. So Mela Shabbos Yom Tov also a Riyah, and Shabbos Yom Tov is not a Riyah Dayanim, and you can't paskan al pi such a Riyah. That's what the Rishbam would hold. Mashen Kein Taisis. Taisis holds no. Kabbalah say this and Riyah is the same thing. And Taisis is machriach from Agamara, that vice Tais, just like you see the Riyah by night is a psul, so Kabbalah say this is also a psul. Aib Azai, Taisis doesn't hold this aside. Taisis holds that Aib nor it's kasha b'di'evit, to be done, so you could be done al pisa chariya. So on Yantif and Shabbos b'di'evit, if you're done, it's a din. It's just an isluch atchil to dan Shabbos and Yantif. So Mela, according to Taisis, you could be done b'choil based on a Riyah b'Shabbos and Yantif. Because Taisus doesn't hold this, you say. Taisus holds that if you're going to say that a Riyah, that a Kabbalah's Eidus Belailah's Kashi B'di'evid, who within a Riyah would work B'di'evid and you could paskin B'yayim based on the Riyah Belailah? Taisus is machriach from the fact that you can't paskin B'yayim from a Riyah Belailah, that Kabbalah's Eidus also B'di'evid is no good. Aibazai, by Shabbos, we have Ada B'di'evid, the din is good. So you could paskin al pi a Riyah B'Shabbos. That's how the Ksais learns the Sugya. But this is all according to the first Malach who's saying, the Malach of the Rosh, that the reason why Kabbalah's Eidus works is Kabbalah's Eidus really is Tchilas Din, but B'di'evid, it's Kosh if you dan Belailah. So why is Riyah Belailah worse? You have to say to Ksaisis Svara that a Riyah Stayanim, B'aifin, that it's Kosh, if it's possible, Chachilah to dan, doesn't blind a Riyah Stayanim B'chlal. That's one Malach in the Sugya. The Ramban, he brings a second Malach. The Ramban brings this mahalach that you could hold that there's a din b'di'evet it's chal. But the Ramban says that the Rishbam is mashman at Kabbalah's Eidus is not called Tchilas Din. Kabbalah's Eidus is good lechat Tchilah by night. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Tchilas Din has to be b'yayim. But Kabbalah's Eidus is not necessarily Tchilas Din. Kabbalah's Eidus is kashal lechilah by night. That's the pshat in the Rishbam. So kumtei sepelefi the Ramban. If Kabbalah's Eidus is not a Tchilas Din, so why is Riyah a Tchilas Din? If Kabbalah say this works by night, so why don't you have the klal of loite shmiyah gdayla miriyah, so riyah also should work by night? What's the pshat that Kabbalah say this works because he's saying it's not a tchilas din, and a riyah doesn't work, because a riyah is a tchilas din. What's the chilik? The Ramban doesn't say. The Ramban argues on the Rishbam. He brings riyahs from Gemara and other places that Kabbalah say this is a tchilas din. But how do you learn Pashat Taich, this mahalach in the Rishbam? You're saying Kabbalah say this is not called tchilas din, so why is riyah called tchilas din? So Rav Naftali has a gevaldik pshat. Rav Naftali says there are three halakim to edus. There's the Hagadis edus, the edus, the edim saying the edus. There's the Kabbalah edus, Bezdin deciding that the edus is correct. And then there's the Gemara din, that Bezdin says what to do, I'll be the edus. But there are three stages. Zagdi Granat, the Ramban is saying in the Rishbam, the first stage, the Hagadis edus, is not called the Tchilas din Bechlal. Edus testifying at Bezdin, that's not din. Din is when the Dayanim decide that the Edus is correct. When the Dayanim are mekabel the Edus. But the Agada itself, just that they made the Agada, that's not a din bechlal. So Melef, if Edim are made by night, so that Bezdin doesn't say anything about it. We don't know anything about it. We just hear the Edus. The next day they said, okay, last night we heard such and such Edus, that would mean that this and this happened, and Mamela will Makabu the Edis, and Mamela will Paskin the Din, I'll be the Edis. That's good. Because Hagadis Edis is not the Din. Mashayin Kane, if that night there would already be Machlit like the Edis, that's called the Kabbalah Edis. A Kabbalah Edis is Yedin. Hagadis Edis is not Din. But the Kabbalah Edis, the Hechlit, that it's a good Edis, that is Din. Zagdim Meftali, by Ria, you can't be Machalik the two. By Ria, any time there's a Ria, so you have both Chalakim. The Ria is the Agada Seidus, but the Ria is also the Kabbalah Seidus. They know clear what it is. They're machlin in their mind what happens. It's not just the Edim saying so. We know it's that way. That's already the Kabbalah Seidus. Kabbalah Seidus is Taka Tchilas Din. So these are the two Malachim in the Rishbam. Rav Vishayim argue in the Rishbam. Rav Vishayim say a Kabbalah, I got to say this benign is possible. It's tchilas din. Rishbam says it's kosher. They could dan b'yayim based on that. Why is the old it's kosher? The Rosh holds because it is tchilas din, but tchilas din is kosher b'di'evit. So why isn't Riyah kosher b'di'evit? The Ksai says because a Riyah is tayanim b'makim that you can't dan l'chachila blindness can Riyah is tayanim b'chlal. Mashenkin Kabbalah say this. That's the first malach. And the second malach is the Ramban. The Ramban says I got to say this is not tchilas din. So why is Riyah Tchilas Din? Zogt Rav Naftali, Hagadis Edus is not Tchilas Din, but Kabbalah's Edus is Tchilas Din. The Achlota that the Edus is Richter is Tchilas Din. By Edus, it could be Mechalik. We have the Hagadah. We didn't decide anything. We'll decide tomorrow if the Edus is Richter. So that's okay. The Din was done by day. The Hagadah's Edus is not part of the Din. By Shengim, by Riyah, you can't be Mechalik. The Riyah and the Achlota is Hainu Hach, and Memela, if the Riyah is by night, that means a tchilas din is benayit, and that's why it's possible. That's the other pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.